This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We ran. I mean, we screamed and we cried and we ran to the store, like, immediately. I mean, we were there in, like, 10 minutes.
How does she look? Describe her condition.
Not good.
But Betty Lou is alive a week after going missing from a grooming appointment. It's November 21st. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, think you're beating the Thanksgiving rush? You are probably not.
People are leaving earlier and earlier. People are starting to leave today.
And a 9-foot-long fish that signals doom washes up here in Southern California. Bad news for us?
So they looked at some 400 wash-ups of not just oarfish, but other deep-sea animals that are also kind of associated with the same type of mythology.
We'll tell you what they found. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California. And the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. It's been a week since we first told you about Betty Lou the dog, who was brought in for grooming at Petco in Lakewood and then disappeared. Amazingly, a week later, Betty Lou was found. Not far from the store, Natalie Tavidian got the call.
We've been following this for a week now, and this Saturday, Petco had plans to fly in dog trackers with bloodhound dogs. Its owner, Aubrey, and her mom, Cynthia, saying all that can be canceled now. Their dog, Betty Lou, was found last night by a Petco employee. She was wedged inside of a bush and hiding, afraid, and I just spoke with them on their drive to the vet.
We ran. I mean, we screamed and we cried and we ran to the store, like, immediately. I mean, we were there in, like, 10 minutes.
How does she look? Describe her condition.
Not good. She has a big limp. You know, she's limping a lot. I have to take her up and downstairs, like, whenever there's, like, an incline or a decline. Her tail feels rigid. She's kind of dirty, of course. The skin on her stomach is very inflamed, and she's got a big scrape on her belly.
I screamed too when they told me. I'm sure a lot of dog lovers were rooting for this happy ending. Now, Betty Lou, she's about 6 to 7 years old, 20 pounds, and clearly a fighter because she survived hiding out for about a week. It doesn't seem like she had been with anybody. And we're just hoping now that that limp isn't too serious. She's at the vet and we're hoping for a speedy recovery. What a relief.
Hoping for sure. And we'll update you as we hear more about what's happening with Betty Lou. Seems like every year we tell you they're saying that it's going to be a record for travel for the holidays. Funny how that happens, how the travel people tend to get on the news by putting out press releases saying that. But they're saying it again. Mike Simpson talked with Justin Upshaw from LAX about what that actually looks like.
People are leaving earlier and earlier. People are starting to leave today. We anticipate that today, tomorrow, and Sunday leading up to Thanksgiving are going to be our busiest days. And on the back end of the holiday, Sunday and Monday after Thanksgiving, as everybody heads home from the holiday.
So when you've got like a week of this now, how many people are actually going to move on through that horseshoe?
Well, we are anticipating over 2.2 million people to travel through starting today through Monday, December 2nd.
What do you do to get ready for that? I mean, are there more of the rideshare buses for people who are coming in? Are you running more of the parking shuttles? What is like staffing up for the holidays look like at LAX?
Well, it's our Super Bowl for us. So that looks like, you know, getting everybody in that can work to accommodate the increase in passengers that are coming through, increase in guests and visitors. Our airlines are ready for this as well, as is the airport. Here at the airport, we also work closely with the Department of Transportation to ensure that they have officers on site. They can help move the traffic through the central terminal roadways. That's a big point of congestion for us. So yeah, just bringing in everyone that we can to help get people going where they need to go.
The People Mover is doing its testing. That's great. We'll see you in 2026, hopefully. Are we still taking any lanes away because of construction or anything like that? Or is all that like on pause if you're still doing that for next week?
Yeah, we do have moratoriums in place. Our planners are very cognizant that this is our busiest time of year. So we do what we can to keep the traffic flow moving and keep all available resources open and available to the public.
When I pre-book parking, is that a guarantee that I'm going to have a spot, especially if it's one of the like central terminal garages?
Well, nothing is guaranteed, but pre-booking will guarantee that you will know what is available. So because we do anticipate our parking to fill up, we encourage people, if you're not flying out until next week, to pre-book your parking now. That will allow you to see what's available so you don't have a surprise when you show up just before your flight, which we hope you show up 2 hours early or 3 hours early if you're flying internationally. That is our recommendation.
You got the therapy dogs, you got the therapy mini horse. What do you have out there to help people?
Yeah, we have our pups program. It's very popular. Those are our therapy dogs that navigate the airports. They're available. They love to say hello to our passengers as they travel through. So keep an eye out for dogs and folks in red vests just walking around looking for someone to say hello to.
It's Mike Simpson with Justin Upshaw from LAX. A company with oil refineries here in LA has been indicted by the feds, accused of dumping oil and industrial waste into the sewer system here in LA.
The Phillips 66 refinery has two parts. One's in Wilmington, the other in Carson. They're 5 miles apart, but they're linked by an underground pipeline. They're accused of dumping nearly 800,000 gallons of industrial waste, grease, and oil into the LA sewer system on two different occasions.
And they're accused of violating the Clean Water Act. And then two of the counts are misdemeanors, four of them are felonies.
Karen McAvoy is a spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A.
The people in charge of the sewer system rather quickly figured out that something was wrong, that all this oil and grease was suddenly in their system. We allege that Phillips 66 didn't report the violations to the county authorities.
If found guilty, the company could be placed on federal probation and face hefty fines. Phillips 66 announced last month it plans to close its L.A. area refinery operations next year.
That's Emily Valdez. Does something washing up on our shore mean bad news is ahead for us? That's next. They call it the doomsday fish because legend says bad news follows when it washes up on shore. Well, it's happened 3 times in our area lately, so how worried should we be? What is this thing?
It's an oarfish, and this one measured more than 9 feet long. The doomsday term comes from Japanese folklore, use it as a deep-sea messenger of disaster or doom. Ben Frabel is with the Scripps Institute of Oceanography.
In 2019, it prompted some researchers in Japan to actually look at this, you know, statistically. So they looked at some 400 washups of not just oarfish, but other deep sea animals that are also kind of associated with the same type of mythology. And they found almost zero correlation between when earthquakes or tsunamis or natural disasters happen and when these animals wash up.
Sightings of these massive sea creatures are very rare. The fact that 3 washed ashore in California in the last 4 months is somewhat baffling to experts, considering that before that, it had happened just 18 times in the last 120 years.
Yeah, you heard him right. 9 feet long. No thanks. That's the LA Local for this 21st of November, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. I'm off for a bit, so wishing you a happy Thanksgiving right now. But we'll have some guest hosts here, so you will still have the podcast. I'll be back in time for December. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.